At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Three Fat Truckers. We're your hosts. I'm Bill. Joining me, as always, are my two fantastic co-hosts, Dave and Steve. How's it going, fellas?
We're back.
Good day, everybody. Enjoy the show. Hopefully my internet doesn't crap out on me today. It was getting janky earlier.
We'll
if I sign off, just sign me off. I'm not going to try and get back on.
You're not? Okay.
No. Last time I wasn't in a good mood when I come back on, and it didn't help anything.
I can't believe you'd be in a bad mood over being shut down.
One day when the internet was janky, dude, it already been a bad day with everything else is going on, and then that started acting up, and I'm like, oh, my God.
All right.
Anyway.
What'd you boys do today? Hang on. I'm not done with the ad, man. Episode 58, recorded on the year of our Lord, 2024, May 18th. Show notes, if there are any, will be linked in the description. What do we got today, guys?
I got a $5 off coupon for the first caller of the show today for Meyers.
What time tomorrow does that expire?
Let me give out your phone number, Dave. You ready?
Yeah.
555. So what'd you boys do? Enlighten us. What'd you boys do today?
I had a good week. I drove all the way to Houston and back, and I wore my waders because it's getting pretty deep down there. The last time we made fun of a state
because of the weather.
Oh yeah,
we were in the internet jail.
Yeah.
What did you guys do this morning?
Well, apparently we waited till we got home to do the show to eat dinner.
Birthday cake.
You didn't have enough to share? No.
And none for you.
And so everybody knows, Bill's beautiful little daughter had a birthday today.
11
She's
years old.
Now
11 going on 16.
That's right. No more the little girl single
11
digit.
Going on 68. She mothers me a lot. So.
Well, congratulations.
Yep.
Yeah. Wait till she comes home and says, Daddy, I'm pregnant. Look at his face, Dave. Look at his face.
Look, son.
I had three girls, dude.
That's why you're such a grouch now. It's because of that right there.
Oh, don't worry. It will catch with you, Bill. Trust me. It'll catch up with you.
Oh, Steve, guess what?
We stumbled off today and went to Bean, Ohio.
Lima Bean, Ohio.
And tried looking for one of them big tanks that they say they build over there that the government took. We stumbled across the truck show instead.
Well, I've been to the place that does the tanks. We used to deliver parts in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I seen a picture.
And for the tracks and stuff they make.
I seen one on Interstate where it was going up this mountain and the truck was all gone. And the guy says they swore to me that it was unloaded.
There's no tourists on half of them when they ship them out of there.
We managed to go over, Bill, I think you got it on your show notes there, the name of the, I just.
Well, it was the Lima Truck Show.
Through the American Trucking Historical Society. Is that what it was through, Dave?
Yes, that was the third annual.
Yep.
Yeah, you know more about it than I would, Dave.
Let me bring the flyer up here.
Well, if it's the same association, that's the same as the one I'm going to in West Virginia. That Red's husband's part of.
West by God, Virginia?
Virginia's for lovers, Bill.
Yeah. It might be for others.
Got one of them t-shirts?
I think that's part of the same association
that Red's husband's part of and everything.
Like, right. This is the Lima, Ohio Annual Truck Show. American Truck Historical Association's Greater Cincinnati Chapter had it today, and it was in Lima, Ohio. And it was from 9 to 4, and we went over there and couldn't ask for better weather. We had 82 degrees.
Oh, it was beautiful, yeah.
Sunny and beautiful. We didn't have a big turnout.
It could have been just a skosh breezier. But
yeah, no wind. Yeah,
you know,
windmills were all dead stopped over there.
And the locals in Lima, if you see a front page where a guy's getting arrested on the golf cart, that's probably Dave.
No, that would be Mike. He drove.
Oh.
I never got.
You're getting so free. You bought a cart.
Steve should have been there. It reminded me.
You need to buy the one that's the 6-seater limo, then, dude.
Steve, you should have been there. It reminded me of my grandparents growing up when Grandpa would drive and Grandma would complain about his driving the whole way.
You just look in the back. Can I have some ice cream?
Because Dave was sitting in the back of it. And I don't know how he must have been in there all half cocked because he was complaining about.
Did you have a cooler back there with him with shit it was stuff?
No, I just kneeled on the kids were sitting on the seat, so I just kneeled on the runner board and told Mike to take me around to the back.
I was wondering how the hell you got in there.
Yeah, and I'm like, God dang it, slow down, son. You're trying to sling me off the back here. But yeah, we went over to the truck show today. We're going to post a lot of pictures here on the socials. We'll get some stuff up there. Had a really good time. Met a lot of super nice people. We even got into the 50-50 draw. Didn't win this time, but it was nice. They were making homemade cookies right there every 30 minutes, 28 minutes. She pulled a fresh batch out.
How many hours were you there that you got one every 38 minutes?
I didn't realize it until the end, or I'd have been there a little sooner.
Same variety, one kind, or what?
Yeah, flatbed red. Come up there and says, you know, they're giving away cookies in there. And I'm like,
did you ask her to steer you towards the ice cream place?
Yes, she did, and we went there and ate, and I just showed you the bag. I don't know what I did with it.
The Cupie?
Yep, over there. We got to give her a thumbs up, two thumbs up, one of the best burgers I've ate in a long time. They're square like Wendy's. They're moist. They put a lot of good toppings on it.
Burgers aren't square.
Well, them are. So, how was your day, Bill? What'd you think of it?
Well, I spent half of it with you and the other half in bed, so it wasn't too bad.
Now, if you'd have missed them together, I spent half a day with David.
Sometimes these thoughts get into my head, and I think, man.
Did you straighten your back out for you, Dave?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I don't think Bill got home until what, midnight last night, 10 o'clock?
It was about 1:30.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, and then I can't. I was messing with something when I got home because I can't just when
don't
I get
call
off
her
of a,
something.
she's woke
not,
up when I
gotta be nice. She's not there to defend herself.
Yeah, she woke up for a little bit when I got home, and then I went in and took a shower when I was done screwing around with microphones and stuff. So I might have a addiction that
a slight problem, but that's okay. Yeah, we got up early this morning. Mike met me over here and we shot over to my brother's house and grabbed the golf cart. And then we went to the old Vagabonds right on old 24, which is closed now and reopened as called the Pancake House. Really? So we went in there. Oh, place is packed, slam packed this morning. So we sat in there and had breakfast.
You guys in a caravan together?
No. I had a bunch of stuff to do.
Gotcha.
So then we left there and shot over to Van Wert and got to the truck place. And then the address is not very nice because it sends you in from the west.
It was wrong.
Which is
it was
private road. And it's like a dead end road. You had to turn around, go around.
Dude, I was so
had a trailer on
freaking mad.
Did it say no trucks?
Yeah, oh, there was plenty of places where it said no trucks.
It just said private drive. And
or is so it the sign that says Swift, do not follow your GPS.
That's what I just kept thinking because every other little bridge you went across had a weight restriction on it. And
did you make her get out and walk across?
He was in his pickup truck. He didn't have to get out, but we got there.
I'm
looking
all the time
at
with
phone.
The Excel lady. If we come up with something like that, I'm like, honey, you gotta get out. She's like, why? I says, the weight limit. You're too far. She didn't think it's funny, but I did.
I was trying, I was trying to have a good day. That would not have produced a good day.
No. But it
would have been funny for me, though, if I was there.
Well, that is true. But we got to walk around there. They had a lot of old stuff, a lot of old GMCs, had Dave, some old harvesters.
Yes, hence, sir? Historical Society.
That's why I liked it. Had an old Cracker Box there, GMC, the first truck I ever drove.
Any Dodges?
No Dodges.
You'd have your picture taken with that and put on a t-shirt.
I know it. I did have a real nice Mac that I may be becoming a part owner of pretty soon here, as soon as we get some title work done.
You do know, if we get anywhere a show that's got the one truck you like, I'll get a picture of you in front of it, and I'll get you a t-shirt made.
Trust me, I'll do a hat
or something.
Yep, I'll do it. So,
so all in all, pretty good. Quite a good turnout over there.
Not bad for a third annual. Yeah, I suppose there was
still
probably
getting word out and stuff for something.
Yeah,
small
probably like 30 that. Trucks there. Yeah, 30, 35 maybe.
Attendance of just people coming to look.
It's come and gone. I mean, sometimes it didn't seem like nobody was there, and then pretty soon there was a bunch of people there. They had a 50-50 drawing. They also give a little model truck away. They had some sponsors give some stuff away at the end at 3 o'clock. And, it was really, really a good show. Had a good time, got to meet a lot of neat people as always. That's part of it, you know,
and getting the Three Fat Trucker word out there to everybody. Speak the gospel.
It was fun. It's funny. I met this trucker from Huntington and he goes, you know, we're neighbors and I had to come to Ohio to meet you. I said, basically, yeah. So
is that the guy you should tell me about?
Yeah. Yeah. So
see what his name is. I don't know if I know him or not.
But all in all, it wasn't bad. And then I got to hand it to Flatbed Red and her husband hooked us up on the way home with a perfect dinner.
There many vendors there at the
just show? One.
Just one.
Yeah, just one food vendor. Yeah, so we won't go into the details about that.
Three Fat Truck Barbecue.
Well, they were cash only, which we showed up there and the kids were instantly hungry because
whatever. They're smooth,
but
Dad.
Yeah, but it was cash only, and I'm like, you know, you're eventually it's going to get to a point where you can't operate like that anymore because. I don't carry cash anywhere anymore. Certainly not enough to buy food for everybody.
So, I'm set up to take cards.
I have the same app on my phone. I can too.
And I got the card to be able to use it at the bank to get money out.
That's just people being a pain in the ass. I'm sorry. Yeah. If you've got a food truck and you're turning people away because you don't want to take cards.
Yeah.
I think you're not.
You're
really
losing a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, yes and no. A lot of people don't want to hear the fee.
No.
They don't want to pay the fee. 3%.
These people pass that fee right down to the customer. You know,
well, they
which
try
I
not
think
to.
That's a dick move too. But
yeah,
just it's make 3%. It a minimum. You know, and that way you're recouping whatever that cost.
Because I got Square is who I use, and
me too.
Yeah, and it's 3%. So, but all in all, had a wonderful time. How was your week, Steve? What did you get done this week besides messing your back up?
Yeah, I don't know what I did there, boy, but something.
I did have a guy tell me one of your perfect dad jokes, and I'd be danged if I can remember what it was.
Can you see this, Dave?
Yep, I got that same card.
At the bottom, does it say Three Fat Truckers?
No, mine didn't. I had it back when it said low and slow barbecue.
Low barbecue. Yeah.
So. It was a little before Three Fat Truckers, so.
It's been an eventful week, to say the least. Like always, something always happening, it seems like, so. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. You just roll with the flow. You know how it is.
Yeah. So.
But
why, for some reason, am I sitting here craving pizza?
Oh, I had pizza earlier. That's why I took a nap. So, like Bill, man.
I thought it was because your back was hurting.
Oh, that too.
So
you pop muscle relaxers like Tic Tacs and they don't do nothing.
And then you'd eat some pizza and take a nap.
Yeah, pretty much. No, I picked up some of them real big, like inch and a half thick pork chops at a place I buy them at here in town, and some chicken quarters. I'm going to throw them all in the smoker tomorrow and get a bunch of meat smoked.
Well, that sounds good. So if you want to get into a little serious news here, we were just sitting here scrolling through a little CDL Life, and we see we have a Walmart driver that stepped it up there and got him, what, $5 million? What was it, Steve?
$5 million safe miles. There's guys can say they got $5 million, but can they say that it's safe?
Well, I guess your definition of safe has me kind of curious. So, just to let you know, I had an incident with a Walmart driver this week, which kind of shocking because
tell it on the mountain, brother.
They are normally
tell it on the mountain. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
They are normally some of the nicer guys out on the highway you run into. You don't have a lot of problems with them. But I was down there in great Cleveland, Texas, pulling off to get off at the Loves. I just got loaded and I need to hit scale to make sure everything's set where I want it to be. And as I come up the ramp, I stop. And in Texas, the roads are kind of narrow when you come up the ramp sometimes and cut over. And I get up and I make the turn. I got two cars in front of me and we get through the light. And we make the turn, and I'm on the bridge, and the two cars stop in front of me. The light turns red on the other side. Apparently, two or three people behind me followed me up the ramp. Well, the light's just about ready to turn green, and a Walmart comes up the ramp and stops there and then proceeds to pull into the turn lane, and he can't go anywhere because that side's backed all the way up. So he literally pulled up there, turned his truck, and then stopped. So now nobody can move. We can't go because he's crossing the highway. He can't go because somebody behind me is trying to make the turn to go down the ramp, you know. So there we sit. So we sit there through two lights. And I'm shaking my head at the guy, and he can see me. I'm fairly close to him. He can see me. And he makes the corner finally. Somebody loosens up. They make the corner. He comes around me. I have my windows down, so I just give him the middle finger. I'm said, you know, what is
number
it?
One?
Number one. As he pulls up beside me, he spits out his window on my arm. Spits, literally.
How does he get it? You're on one side of the truck. Oh, your driver's side.
We're both driver's side in the two-lane road, and literally spits in my window and hits my arm.
You know that's assault because you don't know if he's got AIDS or something.
I know. I watched him pull into the IQ truck stop where he was going, and I was going to love. Well,
I would have took a shit right on his step and wiped it on his door handle.
So I'm evaluating what to do. So I'm like, I cannot believe this dickhead just spit on me because he blocked the highway and then got flipped the bird. So I pulled into the Loves. I pulled up on the scale, weighed my stuff, got all my stuff done. And as I come out, I'm just getting back on the highway and I don't see the truck over there at this point because it was funny because there was two guys in the truck and I don't think the passenger, I think he was a trainer, a driver, and the driver was the trainer, you know.
Yeah.
And so I got on the ramp there, and I stopped, and I pulled over off the side of the ramp, and I went on Walmart's homepage and Facebook, and I just wrote out there exactly what I just told you guys and said you would think Walmart drivers would be more professional than
a picture of the truck with the truck number?
No, but they know where he's at. They got cameras, and they have put the time and the date and the location all down there. Yeah. So, and then I don't know what happened. So, what do you do at that point, Steve? What do you do? I mean, yeah.
Okay, I'll put it to you this way. That's why I retired, because I was at, no, seriously, I was at the point of the road rage stuff to where if I had my gun on me, I was actually ready just to start shooting them. I at my wit's end with stupidity. That's my biggest pet peeve in life is stupidity. I can't stand it. I'm not going to deal with it. I won't deal with it. I don't have to worry about it no more because if it's there, see ya.
Yeah. Well, the first thing I did is scan down Amazon and I found tear gas and a paintball gun and them red guns. And I think I'm going to put one in my truck now just to let them know here, have a little crying on me.
They make dog shit paintballs.
Well, I don't want to. I want him to cry. I don't. So
anyway,
that was my experience with Walmart this week. And hopefully it wasn't the 5 million safe drivers with the bad attitude.
Well, but also they got on here. How'd you guys fare far as the nationwide DOT blitz?
Nothing.
You called me this week about a couple shortcuts to keep away from some stuff. And
yeah, I called, and Texas was there. They were doing it, but both times I went by, they had the lights off, and they were full. They were full doing it. And I passed Arkansas, was full doing it, and I got the green light every time.
Arkansas, I hope they never close going east. It's open on Christmas Day, dude.
Yeah.
The westbound closes, but it's hit and miss.
And that lady stands out there by the out there on the curb every time I go by there.
I'll tell you what, you was all worried about Texas, and I always had good luck in Texas. They're always really polite, really nice. As long as you're like me, you got a good attitude when you get hey, fellas, how's it going today? You know, you staying busy? You know, start carrying a conversation with them.
Hot. You want a bottle of water? How can I help?
Yeah. And you know, if you're nice, if the guys down there in Texas, usually it's stinking hot. They don't want to be out there in their damn suit hat and in 100-degree weather. They would be sitting in the car with the air conditioning on. And you'll pull through there, and they'll look at you. Okay. They'll walk around, lights. Okay, fella, we'll see you. And that's about it. You know, they're really easy going. Unless it's something you're driving a real piece of crap.
There's a lot of them down there.
They'll look a little harder. I mean, but yeah, Texas always seemed pretty decent.
By the way, Bill, you look extremely clear.
Thank you, Dave.
Was it clear or? I mean,
no, I think he used Clear Cell this week and cleaned that acne up on his face.
Acne?
He's just nice and shiny.
How did you fare with
the inspections? You know what? Your video looks great, too. Do what now, Steve?
How'd you fare with the inspections?
I didn't get any.
Didn't run into
anything? Nothing. No, and I had a fairly strong week, too. And
I always remember everybody, Ohio, they're blitzing. Dude, it's like that every day. There's nothing new.
Yeah. Just don't go to the rest park. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Don't go to the bathroom.
And you know what? I was across Ohio quite a bit, and I didn't see any of that either. So I don't, you know, that's not the first time I've heard about these blitzes. And then
it's usually nothing. May, June, something like that. Sometimes
the first 72 hours.
In fact, it was what, the week before or 2 weeks before the blitz is when I saw what looked to me like a blitz going into Georgia from. It was on the Alabama side at the last chicken house there.
Yeah,
down on 20. Westbound side on 20. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It was every other stall was a truck. And then in between the trucks was DOTs with
well, and Alabama only has like one scale as you come into the state, and that's it. Yeah. They hit the rest areas if they want to do any work.
I drove right around
the last part of the week, didn't you?
What's that?
You went to Mississippi too this week, didn't you?
Yeah, it was Missouri and then back and then out to
Pennsylvania,
Allegheny and Pennsylvania and back and then down to Mississippi and back. It was fairly
busy week.
Intense week. Yeah.
Well, and you was talking about Ohio. Ohio shut down how many chicken houses over there here in the past 10 years? Yeah. So they've always been ramping it up at the rest areas pretty much. Especially on what is it, 30 and 71 and
at 71, man, you stop in there if you're not, even if you're up on top, man, they come up there and beat on your door and it's like, are you kidding me?
And if you park like 271, if you're on the ramp of that rest area, they will wake you up, write you a ticket, make you move.
Yeah. So
I think that guy just gets his coffee and sandwich, parks behind the last one, waits for him to see him starting the trucks up, and he starts knock, knock, knock. Okay. Knock, knock, knock. Okay. You know, writing them up.
Okay. So apparently your mom that worked with us is down in Florida right now, correct?
Nope.
She took a load down there? Milton?
Nope. Texas, Paris.
Oh, she's out in Texas in Paris.
Yep. She's got Paris. Oh, okay. Okay. So, speaking of, I know you're getting that.
Yeah.
We need to have a moment of silence for a three fat trucker approved eating establishment for, I'm going to say what the item is and Bill should know what place I'm talking about. The, big old pork steaks.
Oh, the, double nickel.
Double nickel exit 19, Haiti, Missouri.
No,
they closed her down. She was saying something about, was it, it became an I, one of them I-9s or something?
The yeah.
Nine that's, networks?
Yeah, that's
oh, five, five,
nine, nine and one.
Nine and yeah. one.
Nine
and
one.
Then across the road, I guess that one became that too. Well, now it's, like she said it was closed when she went through, and all the signs are off, everything's blacked out. They're still letting trucks park in there. I wonder if Pilot's going to buy them all.
Well, Pilot owns 9-1.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But the pork steaks, let's have more of a silence for that. My stomach's growling. Okay.
Thinking about pork steaks now.
Oh.
Yeah, I was thinking about pizza. Now we're back to pork steaks.
The problem is.
Oh, that place. I'll tell you
them
what.
Pork steaks. I'd been stopping there for I don't know how many years, and I can remember when I first started stopping there, they was $6-7 for a pork steak, and it was a pound. It was a 16-ounce pork steak. Well, now, from $6-7, they just kept going up and up and up. I think the last time I stopped there, they were like $15.
Wow.
I got 2 for $9 the last time I was in there a couple of years.
It must
have
been halves, because I'd always go get 3, and it'd be like $45.
She, I but, told her, I told her it was my first time in there.
Oh, you were a virgin? I don't think she didn't. That gal didn't believe you.
Well, I just kind of.
She could look at you and go, he's been eating these for a while.
I know how to walk the walk. I'm going in there and I'm looking, I'm looking at stuff like.
See.
What you got there? Huh?
What is that?
Yeah.
What is that?
I'm like, oh, you're new.
Not
here,
me.
Right?
I was going, I'd walk in there and say. She'd go, what you want, baby? Zoe would be like an older black lady. I said, sweetheart, give me 3 of them pork steaks, a big old large order of greens. Now make it 2 orders of greens. And yeah. Give me some packets of that barbecue sauce.
Well, see, I got a new spot I'm stopping at, and it's the Port of Little Rock now.
Port?
The Port of Little Rock.
They're not waterlocked.
Well, they have a port right there.
I thought
there
that
next
too, but whatever.
Yeah, it's what the exit says. Port of Little Rock, right?
It's the
right
bridge, the community pool, isn't it?
Yeah, right next to the Kenworth.
Nobody told them there wasn't any water.
Well, they seen the bridge. Somebody built a bridge.
Oh no, they've
got a bridge right
there. They have flooded there before, like Texas. Trust me.
Yeah, and I go in there, and them sweet little ladies. I go in there and I go, can I get some of them cheesy scrambled taters, scrambled eggs? And they got cheese and tomatoes chopped up in them and scrambled it. And she'll put some on there and she goes, well, you need a little extra, Sonny. And she can load down. I ate 3 days on that damn scrambled eggs. I took it out, put it in another bowl, warmed it up. I'm like, holy cow. She fills those big containers with scrambled eggs. So that's my new spot to stop at now.
Well, you know, we went to Cracker Barrel on the way home. I had to do something because they were going to put out a hit on me. They were hungry. So we went to Cracker Barrel. And I got to tell you, if you're wanting to take a family somewhere, now I know it's mainstream. I know it's
ain't nothing wrong with that
place, but by God, it was $64 for 5 people, which in today's day and age,
that's less than
yeah. That's good Biden. That's good Bidenomics right there.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks, Biden. Appreciate that one.
I think that's pretty cheap, 64 for 5.
It is way cheap. Yeah. I mean,
because when I was just up last weekend, we hit the buffet up at on Mother's Day at the Tokyo deal, and I knocked out $200, you know, for
how many people?
6 or 7.
Yeah.
So, but it was me dummy, it's Mother's Day, all the seafood instead of the $16 lunch, it was the $26 lunch.
Of course it was. Of course it was.
But I got my fill.
Well, I guess we better take a quick commercial break. When we come back, more on this and that, and maybe a little bit of the other. We'll be back right after this.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Back to live action.
Wow, that was slow. I need to get me one of them ticker sounds.
The ticker?
Yeah. Hot off the press, boys. Here we go.
Don't look, Ethel. That's that ticker I remember for a kid.
Do you realize?
It was on that song.
One third of our audience got that joke.
What was that, a 70?
70, yeah, the streak.
73 or 4, probably.
Yep. And they called it the streak.
Woo! That damn little wizard whistle. Here he comes.
Ethel, is that you? Put your clothes on.
Seen him there at the produce stand. They're coming through the tomatoes and they have nothing on but a smile.
Smile.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at Bill just smiling.
I was telling Bill this week, since we're being nostalgic.
Is that what we're calling this?
Yeah, we're going back a few days. I sent Bill a picture of a 1962 Briggs & Stratton 4-horse, and that was the old kind where you wound it on the top.
Oh, yeah.
Up, it was tight.
And slammed it.
And then hit it, and then it started up. I seen one down in Texas. I thought of one of them in 40 years.
Yeah, I seen it. I think you get the same feed I got, because I got that picture, too. And I'm like, oh, okay, I remember those.
Yep.
The thing was, though, if you didn't slam it right, you smash your damn finger.
Well, I was never that guy, clumsy, but it was so funny. I sent Bill a picture. I said, you remember this thing? And he goes, well, God, I do remember that. So
that was before he was born, Eva.
61, yeah. You weren't born then, yeah.
Bill was 71.
Yeah, 61 or 71?
You.
61 is the picture I sent you.
Yeah.
You're what, 71 or 72? When you were, 73. I'm trying to think, 73.
73,
yeah.
And Dave was like 40, or not 40.
Yeah, he was already grown by the time I was born.
59. Yeah. Barely 59. I might as well say 60 because it was November 59.
Well, and I was 10 years from you in November of 69.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
1969. Let's see. What do I remember? I remember I had a model for the Apollo.
Kennedy got, that was 68.
Yeah, I had a model of the Apollo, one of the Apollos my mom bought me, and it was one of them big tall models, and I built it, and I had the little Land Rover, and what else?
Hey, 68. We never landed on the moon.
We never did?
Oh, don't start.
Oh, you mean that was that studio scene?
God.
Yeah.
On TikTok, oh my God, dude, there's so many conspiracy theorists on there, and I just start reading some of that, and I'm like, well, that does make sense. Wow.
Well, you can make anything.
Oh, I
yeah,
know.
You throw enough doubt out there into the world, and it's going to bounce back, I'm sure.
And then I get to the point, wait a minute, I really don't give a shit.
Yeah. I got a friend of mine that
just remembered, I don't care.
I don't care.
A friend of mine's in sales, and he goes, Dave, why are you not in sales? And I go, why? He goes, you are the most convincing wrong person I ever met.
Most convincing wrong
person. I'll tell you why Dave's not in sales.
We've known that forever.
The reason Dave's not in sales is because...
We'd have a monster on our hands.
The reason he's not in sales is because he would sell the thing to the first guy, but then still he'd still be talking to him by the end of the day.
Oh, you mean do like Shelby did, sell the same car like 6 times? Now, hurry up, get that car done. We got to get it out of here.
Where's my car?
Yeah.
I got to the truck show, and here's Dave. He was sitting down talking to some people. We go around. I did a full spread of filming. I go back, and Dave's still talking to the same people in the middle of the place.
You know why? Because he didn't have to move.
Yeah, that's right. It was a nice, comfortable chair.
Look, I get it.
Mike wasn't driving him to the next person.
My chauffeur was busy. So.
Hey, I did find my new T-shirt this week, though.
Yeah?
It's one of them black ones with the white writing that says, I got to see the candy first, then I get in the van. I'm not stupid.
Yeah, you know, fool me once, you know.
Right. I'll tell you what. Fool me twice, that's true.
I got to see the candy first.
Oh, my God.
Before I get in.
So, Steve, have you decided on your new thing or not? You still thinking about it?
It just, I'll try it. If it works, it works. If it don't, it don't. We'll just throw it out the window.
Man, that's how we do best around here.
So, I got to make sure Bill pays attention here, though. Well, he is listening, but.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Just listen. Don't watch. You're not going to want to watch.
It isn't a visual thing.
Well, it could be, but I got to figure out how I'm going to do this for sure. But from our show notes last week, what I put in it that we didn't get to because we had Flatbed Red on. Not last. Was it? No, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. That was such a good show, guys. Check it out if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, episode
57. I hope to see her at West Virginia, but she sounded like they wasn't going to make that one. That's what it sounded like.
They got a heck of a schedule from what I heard today. So
what does he do for a job?
He worked for them the National Trucking. What you got there? You got a loose mic? He's got a nut loose. Bill, Steve's got a nut loose, Bill. What are we going to do? He just went limp on us.
I was just about to say, don't worry, Steve. It happens to a lot of good guys.
They make pills for that now.
For the audio only audience, Steve's microphone.
My mic just went.
The mic just flopped down right in front of his face.
He's seen his sister in the shower, and it wasn't
looking at me when I shaved no more. It was looking at my feet.
It happens to guys around about your
age. You know, I told my doctor that when I went in there. I said, you know, can I get some of them blue pills? She goes, blue pills? And I go, yeah. Now when I shave, my Peter just looks at the floor. He don't look at me no more. She's rolling on the floor going, I can't believe you said that.
Scared you getting a razor out on him is what he's worried about.
Yeah.
I got a lady doctor, and I kind of enjoyed bringing it up to her.
Oh, it looks how he was standing there in the waiting room playing with it. So it was nice and hard. So when he went in there, look how I got it up.
Look at this. Is this supposed to do this?
It don't last like that. If I got to get up and walk, it's done.
It's done.
I got to tell you.
Turtle pulled his head in.
Back when we were young, you open the car door, the wind would blow just right. And now it's like you got to beat the thing. Oh,
God. You would get them. I wish I could have saved them up because you got them and you didn't do anything with them.
My dad used to tell me, he says, you never waste one.
Yeah.
Never waste one. I tried not to.
You're going to get the next one.
Sometimes you just don't have the right opportunity. You don't have the right circumstance or the right equipment.
Well, you wake up in the morning, you got a tent, you run to the bathroom. As soon as you're done, it's gone. Like,
well, you know, and I get to thinking about them old, I say old, maybe like the late 80s, early 90s Freightliner FLDs and the overhead, the headliner, there was a built-in towel rack, paper towel rack, and a built-in Kleenex dispenser right there. And I remember thinking, now that could only be used for one thing that I'm aware of.
Could be.
But that might just be me and the way I...
Well, that's why they had to get rid of the GMC Astros, because the other people could see you doing it when you're driving down the road.
Yeah.
They can see the top of your knees and up from them things.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Bill, you're not... Or Steve, you're not coming through. You hear anything? Oh.
Hit the cough button, Dave. Hit the cough button.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? See how this works. We'll see how this works. I'm a little nervous.
Love it when he's nervous.
Yeah. Well, coming up with new material. What do we want to put out there? What keeps your interest? What crazy shit do we think is funny? Trying not to copy any other show's shtick or persona becomes hard to do it sometimes. There's always ways to tweak or change things and make them your own. So we're going to try some new ideas I've thought of and hope you find funny. If not, it's going to be a long ride. So, and this is just going to be short and sweet today, because I ain't got a whole lot wrote down, but we'll see how it works out. I would like to, have you read this yet, Bill, or are you just taking it from what I'm bringing out? Oh, you had yourself muted.
Yeah, I'm just taking it how you're doing it, brother.
Okay. I would like to introduce a new character to our audience. I know you've all known a driver, a person in the industry that has this old mindset and personality. No filter. That's like Dave. Something to say about everything. Well, that's Dave. And doesn't care if he hurts your feelings. So I'd like you all to meet Otis. How are we doing today, Otis?
I don't know, Mary Barry, good morning.
How you guys doing? I'm pretty good, Otis. How are we doing? Hey, you guys boys talking about the news earlier. I seen this lady on the news. Boy, she had a face for radio, I'll tell you. Oh, and then I knew this old boy he married. His wife was so ugly. He took her with him everywhere she went just so he didn't have to kiss her goodbye.
Otis, is that really what you want to tell your wife, that you can't kiss her goodbye?
Hang on, Otis. That's sort of mean. I can't take it. She'll keep the heat. Yeah, I can't. That boy's old lady, she's so ugly, the only thing that looks good on her is distance. Well, you boys three fat truckers, I tell you what, I can tell where you get the name from.
Ah, well, you know, we're not hungry.
Well, what do you mean there, Otis? Y'all look very chubby to me. I tell you what, that one guy there with the white shirt on, what's your name, feller?
Dave? That'd be Dave.
I don't know if this is going off the rails or not, but
you're doing the best you can, and that's what's important.
I'm liking it so far.
You think just that some bitch doing the voices that have more shit put together, wouldn't you?
You think you would have like brought us in on it that way? We would know.
No, we just wanted to surprise y'all. That way you could take it all in with everybody else.
By the way, do you have a boat to sell?
No, I think he sold a boat already.
He sold his boat? It's another inside joke.
Guess I kind of had to have been there.
Yeah, oh, come on, you know that
he's
joke.
He's talking about my pontoon that I have for sale, or Donnie Baker.
There you go.
Yeah, he always had a boat to sell. I did too, though. I sold that sucker.
Yeah, I heard that.
So. Well, Otis, thanks for stopping by. We might see you next time when we might not. Okay, fellas, you all have a good weekend. I'm glad to talk to you. Just remember, don't eat no bad barbecue. It'll make you lose your teeth. Look at that feller at the bottom. I ain't got no gummy.
Here you talking about.
We'll see you, fellas. See you, Otis.
We'll see you now.
See you, Otis. Come back
all
to
right,
see us real
so,
soon.
I need y'all to send your comments and questions to steve@3ftpodcast.org.
Well, those are three.
You can actually send it to Dave. I'll even take that. That was pretty good. I like that. I hope we can get Otis back on the show. Can we get Otis back on the show more often? I like Otis.
We're going to have to get him to have a little more content.
That's all right. When you yank him out of the crowd and throw him in front of a microphone.
Well, that's one of those bits where it's better when you let us in on it and you tell us, okay, I need you to ask this question.
Oh, no. I was just going to ring you guys up for a little bit. But I wrote stuff down. I don't have the other pad up here that I started writing stuff down on. So we'll figure it out. Anyway.
We'll get it.
I wanted to try something, see if it was anything that I could do.
By the way, did Otis get 5 million miles on his trucking job?
I don't know. I'll ask him next time.
We'll have to ask him next time. See if he spit on me about it.
I think he's got an ugly wife, but he didn't get into that.
Ugly? Well, you don't know. He never leaves her. How would he know?
Yeah. Don't want to have to kiss her goodbye.
That's right.
Well, hey, we were talking about that truck show earlier. We'll try and plug this other one real quick. The ATHS Country Roads Chapter of West Virginia 5th Annual Truck Show at Mount Nebo, West Virginia at the You Save Truck Plaza. If you need directions, it's I-64, exit 48 for Route 19, US 19, and take that up there to Route 129, and you'll see the You Save Truck Plaza right up there. It's going to be, and I don't have the damn date down here. Oh, I got it here. Seeing as I'm always prepared, you know.
I'm typing it in looking for it. West Virginia.
Well, I got it on my phone. I know I have it.
Oh, right there she is.
There it is. It is August 17th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Registration starts 9 to noon. National anthems at noon. Noon to 4. You got music by the Cowboys with a K. 3:45 is the women's drawing. 4:15 is the kids' drawing. And 4:30 is the 50-50. Dash plaques for the first 150 trucks. Live music, swap meet, and vendors.
I think also we have one in by Cleveland, Ohio. And you remember when it was, Bill?
I don't have any of the dates for these. You know, Flatbed Red, her website's a good.
You mean you didn't steal her calendar and put it over there?
I probably should have.
That's probably should
have. I thought you said you was gonna.
I think there's a huge difference between what I say I'm gonna do and what I actually.
It's like there's a huge difference between not eating that piece of cake and eating that piece of cake.
You know, I gotta go away to Wayndale to get me some cake yet tonight, man.
Man, you better get while the getting's good because we got a 10-inch and there's about one slice left.
When they closed the Wayndale Bakery, didn't they?
No, it's back open.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's got a new owner. That place has changed. In the years I've been around here, it's changed hands so many times. It's
well, crazy. The last ones I had it, it was pretty good. So,
Miss Flatbed Red. Okay.
Oh yeah, there's a lot.
Truck show calendar right there on her front. Okay, this is actually pretty exhaustive.
Here's that Walmart guy had drove for Walmart for 36 years.
Let me see what he looks like.
He looked like he'd been driving for that long. Well, what can I say? I did that many. I don't look that old.
That's, you know, I don't know.
You think you'd have a really nice truck for them for being there that long? You know what I mean?
Right.
From the regular Walmart truck, you know what I mean?
Well, there we go thinking that we actually matter again. But you know what? When I was leaving the Cracker Barrel, the waitress, because I was wearing a Three Fat Truckers shirt, she thanked me. She said, I want to thank you. I don't think you guys get enough credit or enough, what's the word she used?
Appreciation.
Appreciation for the things you do. This country wouldn't be. And the way she said that kind of fell in line with, you know, the usual monologue that you get out of people in the industry.
The backwards compliment.
Yeah. Well, it felt like the kind of things we hear each other say all the time. And I thought, well, you must have a husband in the industry or a brother or something, but I didn't say that. I took it for what it was. Thank you, I appreciate that. That's the opposite of what we usually get, but yeah.
Was she thanking you for
just being a truck driver? Almost the same as the, you know, okay, when they find
being
out
military
you're,
or something.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And that, in fact, when she first started talking, kind of felt like that's where she was going, and I thought, well, how did you know I'm a veteran? But then she said truck drivers, and I thought, oh, you don't get that a lot.
No, not in not with
the
us.
Wild like that, you know.
Yep.
So, but you know.
So where are you guys going next week? Any place good?
Dallas or Houston, as always.
They got Dave.
Get
on
your water wings, Dave. Bring your water wings with you.
Yeah.
Life vests, whatever.
It's getting a little rough down there, isn't it?
Pull up raft.
Yeah, they had a,
apparently, God bless.
Straight
God
wind,
don't bless
straight
Texas no more.
Downtown and tore out a bunch of glass buildings, windows and stuff. So,
oh my!
So
see, you're down there with all the water. I can remember being down there, any bridge you went across, Dave, that should have water under it, there was none, and there were cracks so big your truck could drive in. Mm-hmm. It was so dry and drought the one year.
Well, that ain't the problem now, so.
But I'm saying there'd be like a whole lake and gone. It's just dirt.
Wow.
Or as far as you can see.
Yeah, Bill, we need to download this. This is pretty,
what's that? The calendar?
Yeah.
There you go.
It's a little unwieldy to do from the website. Cause when you point at something, it like blows up everything on there and it looks cool and all, but you can't, like, if there's another entry right next to it, it's hard to get to it.
May. There's a lot of May. We need June. That's the one she was, the one up in Cleveland or by Cleveland.
So have either of you noticed any of the police semis yet in the major cities?
I've seen the one in Indy.
Indy's got a couple, I think.
Yes, but no, I have not passed it. I've seen a picture of it. It's all I've seen.
The only one I've ever seen was in Tennessee, and that was some years back. They had it decked out in the Tennessee colors and yeah, whatever.
Hmm. Yeah, I didn't know if you guys actually seen any on the road at all.
No, not so far. Really, I haven't.
No.
Are you guys still going down to Sinton anymore? All done.
No, sometimes somebody will go down there, but not that much. It's mostly, we have three loads a week. It's got to go to Houston. So that's,
well, before we had three different companies, we were taking stuff down there to that place.
Right. They pretty much got it built now, and so I haven't seen much
of it. That was always a nice drive down there, I thought.
I got to do it once and then never again, and I haven't heard of anybody going down there. If they did, it's the same people.
I run copper down to Houston, and then I usually go to the port and bring fertilizer back, and that usually takes me about 62 to 65 hours a week, and I'm usually done by around noon on Friday if I leave Monday morning, which I am again this week. But
yeah,
so, and I'm liking it. I've went a couple different ways now, so. But I'll tell you that 69 all the way down to Evansville and then cross over and a new 69 down to 24 is so much better. 70's one lane all the way across. They're redoing it.
Well, 70's pothole heaven, always is, always that will be.
Or 57 is one lane almost three quarters of the way down. Yep. And then when you get on 55, that's not so bad, but you got 10 miles of one lane. But after that, I'm good all the rest of the way there.
You got to remember, when I worked at Genova, the pipe plant was in Rensselaer, Indiana, so we went across 24 every week, take our empty trailer, grab our loaded trailer, and then head to Texas. And it was whatever road to cut over to get down to 74, over to 57, 57 to 70, mm-hmm. 55, and every week. I mean, oh, my God. You could let go of steering wheel. You knew. The truck knew where it was going, it seemed like.
Well, last week I came back. I went to Gomer, Ohio, which is right outside of Van Wert, it's on Old 30. This week I went to Frankton, Indiana, and brought back
Was Goober there too?
I didn't see no Goober, but it was a little what do you call it, elevator. And they didn't have a dock, so the boy got up there with a hand truck and shut them all to the back, and then they loaded a semi that was on the ground. So,
and he's hoping you didn't have no nails in the floor of your trailer.
Oh, my trailer's brand new. I got one of the brand new ones. I'm on the fifth trip with it. So,
are they lighter than the other ones they used to have?
No, I don't think so. Because I'm always 8,100,000.
8,100,000.
What, 8,100 or 81?
Stop. 81,000.
No, I'm 8,100,000.
80,100.
Yeah, 80,100,000. I say it that way just because it drives you guys crazy.
No, you don't. It's because that's how you think it sounds.
No, bullshit, Dave.
80,100,000.
Bullshit.
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 Bullshit. On TikTok, yeah, bullshit. 80,120 pounds. How's that? You happy?
Take that.
I liked it better, 80,000.
He said it wrong so many times. I'm hearing it wrong still in my head.
How much is in your refrigerator for food that you got in there?
A week's worth, because I will not stop and buy nothing.
Like that thing I sent you.
Oh, dude, I got that back to the yard at 1 o'clock in the damn morning, and it was dead quiet right there. So I rolled down my windows and shut the truck off to do my paperwork, and I'm two trucks down from... He leaves his APU on to start automatically during the weekend.
Waste fuel, yeah.
That thing is kind of loud for a little pony motor. My God, it fired up and ran.
I keep my food. I got good food in there. I got lettuce.
All you do is go out there, open the door, and hit the switch and turn off the master. And you'll
I mean, it
I don't have mine's not hooked out.
Dog like, shit out of me.
You literally have to get up in the stupid bunk to turn that thing off now.
Well, you know.
I was in the shop.
There's kids in Africa starving, Dave.
Well,
the
not
best
me.
Thing about them, Bill, is when it was wintertime, when you get into your truck on Monday, it's warm.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. But yeah.
Well, I had that other that Vespar heater on mine, and I never used it except for wintertime.
Oh, I turn the air conditioner on, so when I get in my truck, even if it's hot out, it's cool in there. What are you talking about warm? It works year-round. I got climate control back there.
Let's see.
You know what's odd is that our boss, I've worked for a lot of companies over the years, and this is the one boss that he just doesn't seem to give a shit about how much
you
fuel
think
we
he
use.
Would, as OCD as he is, dude.
Yeah, but, I mean, I've had bosses.
If the truck's not parked straight, you'll get a call to come move it and straighten it back up.
And I remember one, that was like 1996 or whatever. I was working for a company out of Iowa, and I had gotten back to the yard the night before, and it was in the 30s all night, and then it got back up into the 40s, and the owner walks up, opens up the truck, and he's like, "Why you got this running? It's 40 degrees out here. You don't need that truck running." He reaches up and shuts it off, and that's just... Kim would never dream of doing something like that.
Haven't you noticed the trucks we buy are not fuel efficiency trucks?
No, and that's no, I mean that just kind of adds to the point.
Truck.
You know,
yeah.
But anyway,
you need to quit putting skirts on them because now that's 400 pounds I could use without.
I wish
how many
God
have
he would
been ripped off of them yet though, guys?
None.
Only one.
None.
Only one.
I figured 28. They get bellied all the time.
No, they took them off 28. They took them off 28 because Steve's mom went out to New York City and the deck was so low to drop down in there, so they made one trailer without them because they were cracking. So Steve's mom, that's why we took them off. So Steve's 28 mom. Just
there you go. Blame it on her.
No, she got them to take them off. Said we can't haul her.
They were too low for Stifler's mom.
So. Stifler's. Oh goodness.
Hey, I wish she'd get a couple more taken off because that's about 400 pounds.
I wish you'd get them all taken off. Like we come in here one day and they're all gone.
And then fuel up and don't have to play the fuel game or time it out to where, okay, I'm going to use enough fuel by this scale, you know.
Oh, I used to have. I remember playing them games and it just got to where, no.
Yeah.
I am
somebody
this
right
close.
There. Is, yes.
I'm this close to taking a truck with a lot less motor just so that I can.
Because it gets tires. It does. Just.
And I wouldn't mind having the automatic transmission and all that, especially if you're going to cut back our trucks anyway. Just put me in something easy to drive. And
my brother's got one of the Petes now.
Have you guys been cut back yet?
I have not.
He has. I've not. It feels like he changed his mind, but I'm not saying anything about it. So
what are they, 65?
68. 70 on your foot.
That ain't bad. I mean, I've drove for a place before that was,
yeah,
it was 65 on the cruise, and
it's actually a common
maybe
68
thing. On the foot.
I would imagine
the insurance company wants it, and the new insurance company to get it.
Right into the show, folks. Let us know if your truck is cut back or not, and what's been your experience with that, because it's being sold to us as an insurance thing, which it always has been the case.
Well, insurance and fuel. I mean, it's both.
So, well, in our case, it's insurance because the story we got was that he got some new insurance, but in order to get what he wanted, the level of liability that he wanted, they would have to cut back trucks.
Well, and the only main problem with having a truck choked like that is when you're needing to pass somebody and they're choked same as you, and you're side by side trying to get around them because they won't let off. You can't go any faster.
Yep.
Whether they hit a hill or you hit a hill.
I call it cruise control drag race.
And it's dangerous. Off. It's dangerous. And well, that's the worst thing about it.
I'm going to have one of my buddies call in and say he followed me for like 15 miles, couldn't get around me, and see if that don't make a difference. Call in and bitch, I can't believe your driver's out here trying to pass him. Took him 25 miles. Something.
Oh, well. But, well, Bill, let's wrap her up. I think we're getting close.
Yeah, get a hold of us, folks. Hit us up on the socials. Email the show at 3ftpodcast.org, or you can even comment directly on the website. I mean, we got a few ways to get a hold of us.
Want
to
hear some more Otis? Let me know, and I might work on it.
Yeah, let Steve know if you want to hear from Otis some more.
Or if you don't,
what we need to do, we'll probably work on that a little bit. Try to make it.
And I'm also working on a guest. We may have a guest next week or 2 weeks.
So anyway,
out here that's having to go through the tributes and trials of what we live through every day. So.
You know, folks, we've been at this for a little while now, and I got to tell you, I'm not burned out on this at all, and I really appreciate everybody's support as we've gone along in this whole process.
I mean, the people on Facebook, the comments we're getting, the even on Instagram, so TikTok.
The comments we're getting. What were the comments, Dave?
Just people posting stuff. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I like our guys out there posting stuff on it, so
it's kind of nice to see. Yep. Anyway, we'll be back in 2 weeks. I promise, one way or the other.
don't threaten them.
Yeah. Until then, I've been Bill.
And cut. Dave is out.
Okay, dude, with your pants on.
Oh, dude, well,
Your shirt off.
Ain't one of us wear pants on this show.
What are you talking about? That's why
we're. And I want everybody to feel free to take yours off when you listen to us, too.
Well, thanks for stopping by. Have a wonderful and safe week.
See you later, folks.
KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.